My mind is made up to run. I've a support from across the spectrum, including the Social Democrats, People Before Profit and Solidarity, as well as a number of senators and others. I'll be formally launching my campaign next week. That is what Independent TD Catherine Connolly told the Galway City Tribune today, confirming that the Galway West TD will enter the presidential race. She becomes the first confirmed candidate to enter the race. Let's talk now to Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. And Daniel, tell us about Catherine Connolly, who it appears now seems to have or will have the support to enter the presidential race next week.
Yeah, good afternoon, Justin. Yeah, Catherine Connolly is a long-standing TD from the constituency of Galway West. She has served as the last councillor of the Dáil in the previous Dáil term, where she, you know, not only she often straddled that position of being in the chair and trying to be a neutral arbiter of proceedings, but then at the minute she stepped out of that chair, she was a ferocious and persistent critic of government policy, particularly on issues around migration, on housing, etc. like that. So she is a formidable and long-standing vocal critic of the government's performance into a lot of social issues. She has also been a very dogged and persistent performer at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee, where she would really, and as someone who covered the PAC for a long time, you know, she was a very persistent and dogged pursuer of answers from witnesses. So she has a strong credibility there. She's an ideal candidate for you know, we've often heard, or we've heard a lot of talk about this idea of a unified left candidate. She's ideal because it allows both the Social Democrats and the Labour Party not to sacrifice one of their sitting TDs, albeit, you know, they've got relatively small numbers in the Dáil, but allows them to unify behind a figure who they can quite credibly give their support to, because there has been this long-standing aspiration from the likes of Ivana Bacic and others that there would be this strong, viable left candidate. And it's very clear, the choreography is clear now, with the Social Democrats coming out and essentially saying that they would be happy to, they're delighted that Catherine Connolly is running, and they're happy to nominate her.
And I think Labour are going to finalise their position next week. We will be speaking with Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats shortly. But in terms of finance then, because presidential campaigns are an expensive business, it costs, I think, around, some figures say around $500,000 to run a campaign. Do we know then if the parties who are supporting her are going to put their money where their mouths are?
It's not exactly clear how those intricate details of how much funding would go into each of the parties, but I'm sure that if the parties are willing to nominate, or if a party or two are likely to nominate Ergo or propose Catherine Connolly to be their nominee, what comes with that is a financial commitment to back, and the party machines essentially would mobilise behind her. And as you say, look, this is unlike, you know, an individual by election or whatever like that. This is a national campaign, a campaign that would have to be run in all 43 constituencies, and therefore you need national operations to do so, all of which costs an awful lot of money. So I would think there is probably an agreement, or at least an expression or an understanding, that would be support from those parties to back her campaign.
We still don't know what Sinn Féin is going to do, whether it's going to run a candidate or not, or whether the party leader Mary Lou MacDonald will herself enter the race. Will Catherine Connolly cause a problem for Sinn Féin if they decide to run a candidate of their own, given that she seems to have support from a lot of the other parties on the left?
Yeah, it certainly complicates the position compared to where we were on Monday, when Mary Lou MacDonald came out and essentially failed to rule herself out. The significance of her doing that was that, you know, only a couple of months ago she was very clearly ruling herself out of the presidential race, or even consideration going forward. So the idea of Mary Lou MacDonald going into the fray is certainly a significant departure, certainly a significant milestone. Whether that actually comes to fruition or not remains to be seen. But I would certainly think that, you know, a Mary Lou MacDonald, Catherine Connolly and Mairead McGuinness, who are the three purportive, you know, likely candidates coming forward, would make it an extremely interesting race, because Mary Lou MacDonald, I think from her perspective, you know, I think in this sort of election, it's not a Dáil election, it's not for government. I think she would draw a much wider appeal than those who would normally support Sinn Féin. I think she does have a regard for her, you know, strong performances in the Dáil. She is an extremely articulate Dáil performer. She, again, is someone who cut her teeth at the Public Accounts Committee and you know, was famed for her tough questioning of witnesses. So I think there's an appeal that goes beyond the Sinn Féin boundaries. So I do think there's still potential for a Mary Lou McDonald candidacy, notwithstanding Catherine Connolly's decision to stand.
OK, and potential for an interesting contest. Daniel McConnell of the Business Post, thank you very much for speaking with us. Let's talk now to Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon. And Gary Gannon, your party is supporting Catherine Connolly. She's not a member of the Social Democrats, so why did you decide to give her your backing?
Yeah, good afternoon, Justin, to your listeners. We have to sort of give Catherine her backing because I think she's somebody who embodies the values that we want to see in a presidential candidate. She has been an extremely effective parliamentarian, both in the Dáil, in the committees. I think she speaks to values that the Social Democrats identify in ourselves. I mean, she's very clearly somebody who's powerful in how she kind of holds true to power. She's somebody that doesn't equivocate in terms of standing up for what's just right and decent. I've been hugely impressed with her during my own time in the Dáil. And I think the willingness from your members who've been contacting us saying that Catherine was somebody that they'd like to go out and knock on doors and campaign for, you know, that's been infectious. And we just think she'll be a really excellent candidate in what is the most vital office in the state. So that's why the Social Democrats are proud to go out and support her campaign.
Will your party then be instructing councillors around the country not to support other candidates should they come before the local authorities seeking support?
Oh, we haven't even got to that discussion yet, Justin. But in terms of, I can't imagine that most of our councillors have already kind of got in touch with us. We had a meeting at the public reps about a month ago, and there was a real fervour in the room for Catherine's candidacy. That was the feedback we've got from our councillors so far, that they want to see Catherine Connolly as the candidate who they wanted to support.
So does that mean then that it's unlikely, you think, that they would give another candidate the imprimatur to run?
Yeah, it seems unlikely, just because I was in the room with public representatives on that day where everybody was talking about how eager you are to support Catherine's. So it definitely seems unlikely, but certainly no dictate has gone out from us in terms of...
No decision made.
No.
Tell me then about financing. Will there be party money put behind Catherine Connolly's campaign?
Yeah, again, I don't think those discussions start to happen yet. Catherine's only announced today, I believe, that she's decided to actually contest the election. So I'd imagine those conversations will happen. But I guarantee it will be behind the campaign from the Social Democrats. We've got huge amounts of members all over the country who are very eager to go knock at doors, carry Catherine's message, hang posters. You know, this with Catherine, it will be a people-powered campaign. I think his true letter will be to the forefront of it, but I don't doubt for a second that resourcing will be required. But those conversations are still to happen.
And your party made its decision last night to give her the Social Democrats' backing. Did you have discussions with the other political parties about what they were going to do? Did you speak with Labour? Did you speak with Sinn Féin?
Oh yeah, Justin, there's been a number of different meetings that have taken place across the left-wing parties about holding for a unified candidate. So, I mean, our process came to an end last night. You know, our national executive met, we decided that we'd endorse Catherine. I think other parties are still in the process for that. I think Labour are meeting with Catherine next week, I've just seen reports from. So we'd encourage everybody to get behind Catherine as a unified left candidate. I think we think she's excellent, but that's up for other parties to decide.
And do you know what Sinn Féin is going to do then?
No, I definitely don't know what Sinn Féin is going to do.
If Sinn Féin does decide to run its own candidate, I mean, do you think that will... you speak about a unified candidate in Catherine Connolly, but do you think that will split up the left-wing vote, possibly damage Catherine Connolly's chances?
Look, I don't know. I think that's obviously... I think Catherine Connolly is a strong candidate in her own right. We still have PR system, proportional representation for people to vote along a ballot paper. I'm just eager now to get behind Catherine, support Catherine's campaign. I hope Catherine is a unified left candidate. I think that's what a lot of people who have contacted their offices are looking for. I think that gives everybody the best opportunity, but I can't decide what Sinn Féin are going to do. I just think there's a real kind of excitement and energy coming from kind of all factions of society in terms of being contacting the Social Democrats asking us to support Catherine. I think she's somebody that everybody can get behind, and I hope Sinn Féin do.
Okay, Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats, thank you very much for speaking with us today.